ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorsher. Maseches Eruchin is dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. David Siegel, Lizchus Refua Shalema, Aryeh Chanoich Ben Reisel, and Malka Kreindl Bas Reisel.
We're learning Maseches Eruchin Daf Chav Tes. We're going to start on the Mishnah on the bottom of Daf Chav Chesem in days. The Mishnah says, Chayme Kehanim Ein Lem Pinyin, El Neisnim Lekhanim Kitshuma. There are two types of Charamim. When someone says that he's making a Chayrim, either it could become hektish of edik habayis, or it could become a cheirim for kahanim. That means it stays hektish, but you have to give it to a kohen. When you give it to a kohen, then it becomes chulin. And the Mishnah says there's no way to be paid the cheirim kahanim. You have to give the actual chayvitz that you made the cheirim on to the kohen. Now, what makes the cheirim? What decides if the cheirim is a cheirim kahanim or a cheirim of edik habayis? So we have a machlekes in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseir Omer, Stam Charam al Mebedek Habayis, Shenemar, Kol Chayim Kodesh Kedosh Mula Hashem. Vacham Maimim, Stam Charam al Kahanim, Shenemar, Kistei Achayim al Kayin Tia Chuzasai. And the Gemara goes into the Joshes, but Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseir holds that when a person says Chayim Stam, that would go to the Bedek Habayis. And in order to make it a cheirim for kahanim, he has to specify that he wants a specific cheirim, a cheirim kahanim. Because if he says stam cheirim, the stam cheirim will go lebedek habayis. And the Chum Sefer Kert, that stam cheirim is a cheirim kahanim. And if a person wants a cheirim to be a cheirim for bedek habayis, he'd have to specify this cheirim should go lebedek habayis. That's the machlokes in the Mishnah. So, Rabbi Yaakov Emden in the back, he asks the kashem, there's a Mishnah in the Nedarim at the end of the second parak. What if somebody says a hatfasa and says, I want this chavitz to be like a cheirim? Someone says he wants the chavitz to be like a carbon. So that's a neder, that's nidri isser. It's called hatfasa. When someone says that a chavitz should be asr, and he's matvis, he says a chavitz should be asr, or just says a chavitz should be like a carbon, so that makes the halais nidri isser on the chavitz. So what if someone says a chavitz should be like a cheirim? So the Gemara there brings the machlokes, if the pshat is it becomes asr, or it depends. Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah there says it depends if he's in Yehuda or in Gaul. In Gaul, the taka becomes asr, because the people of Gaul don't know too much about cheirim kahanim. They don't really know what it is. They're not around the kahanim so much, they're in Gaul. So they don't really know the concept of cheirim kahanim. So in Gaul, cheirim would mean cheirim of bedek habayis, so that's a tfasa in something which is hektish, which is asr. And Mamela, it would be Chal and Issa Neder. Mashenkin in Yehuda. In Yehuda, what they mean is Cheirim Kehanim. Because there they are making the din of Cheirim Kehanim. And therefore, when he says it should be a Cheirim, it's Mutter. Because he doesn't mean it should be like Hekdish. He means it should be like Cheirim Kehanim, which when given to the Kehanim and not Hekdish. So Mamela, it won't be Chal the Neder. So Fregdi B'Yagav Enden, why here in Erechin don't we have the Chilik? And he said, Fakaj, Rabbi ben Maseirah, as is known, is from the Tzivan. And the Tzivan is from Chutz La'aretz, like it says in Taizim Sachem, Daf Yom Amid Beis. So that's why he would hold that Estam Cheirim is Levedek Habayis, because he's not in Yehuda, he's in Chutz La'aretz. So he's not in those places, and Amaki Cheirim Mekehanim. But otherwise, it should be Tali. If you're in Yehuda, it should be Stam Cheirim Lekanim. If you're in Gol, it should be Stam Cheirim Levedek Habayis. What's the pshat? Why does an Agamar Mishnah make that chilik? So the Tveris Yisrael on the Mishnah says that his son asked him that kasha, and he said that there's a bichul to nidre isser and nidre hektish. By nidre isser, we have the klal of nedarim halchanach aloshim bnei adam. It doesn't make a difference what the Torah, how the Torah defines the word. It makes a difference how people use the word. So there, the Mishnah is not discussing what the Torah definition of the word cheirim is. The Mishnah is discussing how the word is used. So there, the one man Yama says, since tam nedarim lahachmir, upirushim lahakel, since tam nedarim, we go lechumra. So the word is used to mean bedek habayis. And therefore, even though it could be used for kanim, but since it also could be used for bedek habayis, so therefore, it could be b'lashim bnei adam considered a word that means Isser. Mashenk and Rebuda all know that only in Yehuda, I mean only in Gol, then they would use the word Cheirim to mean Bedek Habayis, because they don't know about Cheirim Mekahanim. Mashenk and Yehuda, they wouldn't use the word Cheirim Stam to mean Bedek Habayis. They would probably mean Cheirim Kainim. If they would want to say Bedek Habayis, they would probably use the word Hektish. So that's why he makes a chiluk in Yehuda and Galil, because that's the way the word is used in Yehuda, and the word is used in Galil. Masha'en kein, when we're dealing with the Nidvei Hektish, Zok the Tveris Yisrael, Nidvei Hektish goes bust at Lashon Torah. When you're actually making Nidvei Hektish, so then your das is whatever the Torah considers a debt. If people would have another name for a mincha or a shlomim, it wouldn't make a difference. When you make a neder for a specific carbon or a specific type of hektish, whatever that hektish is on Pitera, that's how the neder is chal. At least that's what the lashon of the neder is. So mele, here we have a machlekes about the etzim lashon ha-teira. When the teira says cherim, the nidir cherim of the teira gives you two types of charamim. There's a cherim that goes to Ben HaGabai, there's a cherim that goes to Kahanim. What's the word cherim in Lashon HaTorah mean when it's not specified? That's a machlekes, not in how people use the word, it's a machlekes in halacha. How the Torah wants, what the Torah wants a stam cherim to be. So you learn that from Sukkim. Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseir learns it from Sukkim that cherim means for Bedek Abayis, and the Chacham say that cherim means for Kehanim. Now Rashi, on the first Rashi in the Mishnah of cherim and Kehanim, Rashi says it doesn't have opinion, because it says lo yimachir v'lo yigal, and Rashi says that cherim and Bedek Abayis do have opinion, that daita dehochi achriminu, because you're doing it al das, it should have opinion, then roi le bedek abayis elamayis, because the gufa dover is not roi for bedek abayis, only the value is roi for bedek abayis. So, the Tal Torah from Amei Arik and the Mutzal Me'esh, they both ask the Kasha and Rashi. Rashi is mashma that the reason why Kachi bedek abayis has opinion is because that's what his das is, and the reason why his das is that it should have opinion is because it's ain roi lebedek abayis elamayis, because the guf adover is not roi lebedek abayis. But the shail is, what if someone's makdish something with the guf adover is roi lebedek abayis? Let's say someone's makdish a stone, which you could put that stone into the Beis HaMikdash, or into the Azarim, and makdish something which the bedek abayis actually uses. I mean, the bedek abayis takes the hektish, and it's paid, didn't take money, but they use the money for bedek habayis. Bedek habayis means the cracks of the house. In other words, the chazik is bedek habayis, the lashon of the pasuk in Melachim, to renovate whatever tikkunim, whatever renovations the Beis HaMikdash needs. So that's done from the money of the bedek habayis. So let's say someone actually is makdish material that they need, that they would buy. So could you be paid of that material? Rashi's mashma, no. But Deitaina, and all of Shas, you look, no, you could be paida material from Bedek Havayis as well. The only thing that you can't be paida is a carbon, something with Kedushas Haguf. Kedushas Haguf is Kedushas carbon. You makdish a carbon, now you can't be paida. But if you makdish something material that's necessary for the Bedek Havayis, it's not chalan at Kedushas Haguf, and you could be paid it. So why does Rashi say in Nusach that the reason why he can be paid it is because that's why he was machrim it, ain roi lebedek abayis elamoyis. Even if it would be roi lebedek abayis, he could be paid it. Azay fregen nachrein in the Tal Torah in the Mutzal Meish. Shtarka ha'ara, shtarka shtel and Rashi. And I want to say what I think the Teretz is. And it's LP, what the Briskirov says is Shtikl Torah a little bit later on this daf. The Gemara, in the middle of daf Chavtesum and Aleph, brings the incident. He decided to be machrim his nechasim in Pampadisa. Bizman hazeh, not bizman habayis. He decided he's going to make a cheirim in his nechasim. So Rav Yehuda was asked to shayla, and he said, be paid it. Take four zuz, be paid all the nechasim on the four zuz, and throw it into the nar. And it goes like Shmuel, because Shmuel says that hektish shava mana, shechil layal shava pruta, works. And the Gemara Sakasha, it's only b'di'evid. L'chatchila, you have to be paid it at the correct price. So the Gemara says it's only when the Beis HaMikdash is around, so the money will actually end up going to Hektish. So then l'chatchila, you're not allowed to be paid it for a lower price. You have to be paid it for the correct price. But now, b'zman hazeh, where the money will not go to Hektish, there is no Hektish anymore. So in the mail, there's nothing wrong with being paid it for four zuz and being matter it that way. But Ula said that no, if I was there, I would have given everything to the Kahanim. Because Ula holds that Stam Charam the Kahanim. So there's a machlokes Rav Yehuda and Ula, how he paskin. Rav Yehuda paskin like the Tana that holds that Stam Charamim is the Bedek Abayis. And therefore, Bizman Azem, Any time something becomes hektish with zman hazeh, the eitzah is for the one who's makdish it to be paid it in a shavet pruta, or the Gemara says dalet zuzeh lefesumi milsa, and then it's mutter. Mashenkin ulols and no stam charam misakanim. So even with zman hazeh, you're going to have to give it to the kehanim. So the Gemara asks a kasha that there's a brayso that says it ain't stei cheirim nereg naheges el bezman sheyevel naheg. That stei cheirim is only naheges bezman sheyevel naheg. So there is no din charamin today. So it's not bezman sheyevel naheg. So the Gemara answers that there's a difference between karka and metaltolin. And the Gemara says even more specifically that the karka in Chutzlaritz and Pampadisa had the same din of metaltolin. Because, like we learned in the previous what, karka goes to the mishmar of the kehanim. That has the same din like steachuzu, which goes to the mishmar. So that case, steachherim, which someone's makes a cherim of the steachuzu, which there goes to all the kehanim, so that has a hekesh to steachuzu. Just like steachuzu is only a din when yevil is naig, so too steachherim is only a din when yevil is naig. But that's only when you machem the steachuzah. When you machem anything else, like metaltolin, or even karka, if it's not the steachuzah, it's karka of chutzlaritz, that would be naig even mizman hazeh. Ad kan de Gemara. So, there's a machlekes, and the Lechem Mishnah points it out, between Rashi and the Rambam. The Gemara is havimina, and who adin the Gemara is maskana by steachuzah, the Gemara's kasha was that only a kasha on ula, which says that stam charam was the kehanim. Is that a kasha on Ula? Ula said that stam charam was the kehanim. So Ula says, if I was there in Pampadisa, I would give it to the kehanim. I have a kasha on you, Ula. There is no din of stay charam to kehanim anymore, because it's not the yevil is not naying. And that the Gemara says, achilik, no, stay achuzi, you don't have to kehanim anymore. But other things you do, metaltalim, and huadin, karke, and eretz, in the chutzlarch, you'd have the din of charam with kehanim. But that's a kasha on Ula. Mashayin Kenan and Rivi Huda that says it goes Levedek and Bayis. So heck, did she do have his man hazeh? So the Gemara wouldn't have had a kasha. And then in the Teretz of the Gemara, when you're talking about Chermei Hektish, Chermei Bedek and Bayis, that would taka apply even by Stei Achuza, Bizman She'ena Yevil Neyig. But Rashi says Mufurish not that way. Rashi says, when he got through the kasha, Rashi says, the Maskel give Maskel Ksiv, Mikol Malkom Atavayu Kasha, the Ktani Einste Charam Naigel Bezman Yevil, that the Kasha is on both of Yehuda and Ula. That means, this din, that Einste Charam Naigim, El Bezman Shayevil Naig, is not only according to Rashi by Chayme Kainim, it's even by Chayme Bedek Abayis. But the Rambam doesn't hold that way. The Rama Minilchis Erichim Periches Lachi Rivalev says, Mish Erichim is man as a metaltal and stam, Harel Nutanim Makahanim and Himsam Baisimaka, Avam Hirchim Sadabetz Yisrael stam, Oi Shechrim Lakahanim, Einecherim. So he says, only by Cherim stam, which the Rama Paskins goes to Kahanim, or Cherim Lakahanim, in that case, it doesn't go to Kahanim, because Ein Stech Ram Nehegas Obazman Sheyevel Nehig. But it's klar meduyig in the Rambam that a cheirim lebedek habayis would be noyig even by a stay sadin eretz yisrael, even bezman she'ena yevil noyig. So the Rambam learns that the Gemara's kasha was only on Ula. Rav Yehuda that said it goes lebedek habayis and you paid it, fine. But Ula that said that if I was there I would give it to kahanim, why would he give it to kahanim? There's no such thing as cheirim bekehanim bezman she'yevil noyig, bezman she'ena yevil noyig. And that the Gemara says, no, it's only Sadis and Eretz Yisrael, Mashenki and Metaltolim, and Sadis and Chutzlaritz, which have a din of Metaltolim, you'd have the din of Cherem Kanem also. But the Rambam is Mavur, that Chermei, Bedek Habayis, there's no tzad that it doesn't work, Bizman She'eni Yevil Naik, and Halacha L'maisa, even Sadis and Eretz Yisrael, which don't have the din of Chermei Kanem, would still have the din of Chermei Bedek Habayis. So the Bistki Rav says, L'chari the Rambam is Mistabra, because we don't find any din, any limitation on Hektish Bezman She'eni Yevil Neig. So if you find a limitation on Stei Acherim, Al Karchaka means Cherim Ekayinim. And that's how you learn out from Stei Achuza, L'kayin Ti Achuzasai, the Cherim Ekayinim have the same din of Stei Achuza that not Naig was man Shayna Yevil Naig. But how could that be by Chemei Berek Abayis? Chemei Berek Abayis is Hektish. Why would there be any limitation on Hektish? So Zogti Biskirov, so what's Pshan and Rashi that holds that it's a Kasha L'Tavayu, that even if Chemei Berek Abayis and the Maskana Sagamara Al-Kopana by Sadis and Eretz Yisrael, even Chemei Berek Abayis are only Naig with Man Shayevil Naig. So the Biskirov says, you can have the Chakira. Is Chemei Berek Abayis a Pasha that didn't Hektish? It's just another way of saying Hektish. That could be what the Rambam holds. Or no, it's not a din hektish. It's a din chayrim. It's a chayrim. Now, halacha is, what happens by a chayrim? The chayrim goes to hektish. But the etzim din is midin chayrim. It's a different din. It's a different shame. Hazak de le Rashi that says that even chayrim ebedek abayis are not noig only mizman shayevil noig and the maskon al kaponim by sadlis and eretz yisrael, the Hechrich Rashi holds that Chayrim is a different din. It's not Stam a din Hektish. It's a din Meyuchid of Chayrim, and that Chayrim goes to Hektish. But the din is a din Chayrim. So I want to be masked a little bit, that kind of Biskirov. I want to be masked a little bit how I teach what he means. We said over in the previous year, the Sefer HaChinuch, that the sight of the word Chayrim Be'etzim, Chayrim doesn't mean Hektish, it doesn't mean Kahanim. Chayrim means I want it destroyed. I want it out of here. You decide why a person would say chayrim is that he's angry for whatever reason. He doesn't want his nechasim. So he puts a chayrim on his nechasim. He wants the muhrim. Muhrim is destroyed. It's came like he wants a klala to be on his nechasim. It's like the Sefer HaChinuch. But the Eivisha doesn't allow a klala to go on the nechasim of Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael has bracha b'shayrim, not klala. And besides, the Eivishta says it's a shtari kaidim. Can't stop, throw away and destroy your nechassim. They're my nechassim. You want them destroyed? So give them back to me. They automatically go back to me. They go back to Hashem. So Hashem could do one of two things with it. He could take it for Beder Kabayis. He could take it for Iskayanim. But the neder of Chayim Be'etzim is not a neder, stam, that I want to donate it to Beder Kabayis. That's not the nether. The nether is I want it out. I want it destroyed. I want it gone. You do that. So the Eivishta takes over. The Eivishta takes over. So he either gives it to Kanak or to Beder Kabayis. What does he do? It depends. It depends what Stam Charam is, and you can specify. Fine. But there, since it's a different din, it's not donating to Beder Kabayis, that it says, even if there's no Beis HaMikdash, even if there's no Hektish, I still could donate to Beder Kabayis, even if there's no Beder Kabayis. It's chalner din hektish, you have to be paid it. We'll have dinim. But chayim is a naya din, a naya parsha, without the Torah telling us, it wouldn't exist. Torah says a naya parsha. So the parsha could be as only mizman shayevil naig. And the Gemara says, no, really it's even mizman shayevil naig, just by sadas and eretz yisrael, it's only mizman shayevil naig. But it's going on the whole parsha of chayim. The Rambam learns it's only chayim mekayinim, and Rashi learns, who wouldn't chayim bedek abayis? Because chayim is an ander din. So, Lefidus Yisoyed, I want to answer Rashi. Rashi says, Chayim Mekayinim don't have a pidyon, they have to go to a Kayinim. Rashi means a Pasuk, Le'yimachav Le'yigol. Without the Pasuk, you can be paid it, just like you can be paid the Hektish. So, like the Pasuk, Le'yimachav Le'yigol, you can't be paid it. Chayim is a pshat, Chayim, it's gone. You can't be paid it, it goes to the Kayinim. So, Ibezai, how come by Bedek Avayis you could be paid it? So Rashi says, because there's no such thing as Beder Kabayis without pinyon. Beder Kabayis can't do anything with your karka or with your pillows and blankets. It's not useful to them. Al-Karkach, the pshadin, going to Beder Kabayis means that Beder Kabayis sells it and you paid it. But Oy Bezai, so then, Avadi, you could hear, even if you're going to say by Hektish a Beder Kabayis, even when you maktish something useful to Beder Kabayis is a din pinyon. Because the Torah never said there's no din pidyon. So Mela, by Karbanis, is no din pidyon. So Mela, you can't be paid a carbon, that's a royal mizbech, you can't be paid up. By Kedushas Aguf, there's no din pidyon. Hashanki, Kedushas Beder Kabayis, even if they happen to be able to use a particular thing, but there's a din pidyon. Why not? The Torah made a din pidyon. Would apply who a din if the actual thing is useful for Beder Kabayis. But Chayim is a different din. And Chayim state that there's no pidyon. Well, you mach of where you go. Rashi is not explaining why, but all Beder Kabayis is pinyon. because Bet Gavayis can't use it, then you're going to have the kasha of the Mutzvah Meish and the Tal Teira. That's not true. Even when Bet Gavayis could use the Gufa David as a Din Pidyon. Raj is explaining why there's Naya Din Cherim there's a Din Pidyon when it goes to Bet Gavayis. So it could be Enechanami. It could be if someone makes a Cherim on something which a Bet Gavayis could use that actual thing, maybe they can't be paid it. Maybe. Or if you're going to say that's too big of a Chiddush, maybe you could say that since the regular Cherim the Bet Gavayis is not that case, so Mamela, there's a light plug in the Din Cherim. So since in the normal case of Cherim the Bet Gavayis, Al Karchach this opinion, because otherwise Bet Gavayis would have nothing to do with it, so Mamela, that would apply to all Cherim the Bet Gavayis, even in the exception where the Bet Gavayis would have something to do with it. Either Malach is fine. But Al Kopanim, if Rashi were explaining Stam, why there's a pidyon by Bedek Abayis, the Teretz is because they can't use it, you have a kasha, that's not true, even when they could use it, there's a pidyon by Bedek Abayis. But Rashi's not explaining that. Rashi's explaining why there's a pidyon by Chayim le Bedek Abayis. Chayim's an ayadin, you machrim it, you want to destroy it. Is Mechit Hesed is a pidyon? Zak Rashi, it has to be, because Hektish has nothing else to do with it. It's Mirshiv the kasha from the Tal Teira and the Mutzal Meish. And now let's go back a little bit in the Gemara on Chavtesim and Aleph and see the Etzim Sugyam, the Gemara in the middle of the Amud, Amar Rav, Alocha Kreb, Yudah Ben Beseira. Seemingly, that's Tam Charam and Zabedek Habayis. So the Gemara is Akashav, Rav Shavak, Rabbanav, Avak, Rav Yudah Ben Beseira. Why didn't Rav pass him like the Rabbanan, like the Rabbim, that's Tam Chayim, is Lekehanim? So the Gemara said, Braisa Ibchatanya, the Braisa had it the opposite way, and therefore, in the Braisa, you are passing like the Roiv. The Roiv held that Stam Charamim is Lebedek Habayis. So the Gemara is the Kasha, but Chavik, Mastisim, Vavik, Braisa, since in the Mishnah, it's Rabbi Ben Beseir, the Yachid that holds that the Stam Charamim is Lebedek Habayis. So why did Rav leave the Mishnah that in the Mishnah's Nusach, it's the Yachid that holds that Stam Charamim is Lebedek Habayis, the Rabbim holds Stam Charamim Lekahanim. So why did Rav leave the Mishnah and pass him like the Braisa? The Braisa is the one that holds that the Rabbanan hold that Stam Charam is the Bedek Habayis. So the Gemara says, Rav, Mastisa Nami Ibchatanya, Ibchatani. In the Mishnah there were two Gersois. There was one way, even in the Mishnah, that was learning that it was the Rabbanan that hold that Stam Charam is the Bedek Habayis. So the Gemara says, "My chazus to avchus mesnisin mikami brisa, napech brisa mikami mesnisin." Why would you change the Mishnah to shtim with the brisa? Why don't you change the brisa to shtim with the Mishnah? So the Gemara says, "Rav Gemari Gomer, Rav had a mesira that the Mishnah was incorrect. It was the Rabbanan that hold that stam charam is a bedek habayis. So he hachay kibidim a mesira karabanan mevayleis. So Rav, in the end, then is passing like the Rabbanan. He says that we have the Mishnah wrong." So why did he say Alach Rabbidim Ben Meseira? So the Gemara says L'maydeb Chisav Etaniso Alach Rabbidim Ben Meseira. According to the way you have it, then the Alach Rabbidim Ben Meseira. But really, it's the Rabbanan that hold that Stam Charam Lebedek Habayis. And then the Gemara brings a story that we said that there was someone who was Machem is Nechasim Pumbedisa. Rav Yehudu held like Rav that Stam Charam is Lebedek Habayis. He said be paid it. But Ula said if I was there, I would give it to Kehanim. Ula holds that Stam Charam is Lekehanim. So the Rambam paskins that Stam Charamim is L'Kehanim. The Rambam says if you say Chayim L'Bedek Habayis or Chayim L'Shamayim, it goes to the Bedek Habayis. But if you say Chayim Stam, it goes to the Kehanim. The Rambam in Perek Vav, Hilchas Erech and Halacha Aleph. So all the Mefarshim are bothered, why the Rambam paskin not like Rav? L'Chaya, if you have Rav and Rav Yehuda, they both paskin that Stam Charamim is L'Bedek Habayis, why would the Rambam paskin not that way? The Kesef Mishnah asked the Kashi, he blibes Shver. He says he can't say that he wanted to pass like Ula because Ula was a Talmud and in a lachik a Talmud b'makim Rav. So Kamba Mefarshim go Zebekai v'Zebekai to explain what the Makar of the Rambam, why did the Rambam Paskin not like Rav, why did the Rambam Paskin Stam Charamim is l'kehanim. The Lecha Mishnah says, because the Gemara says there Yehuda ben Maseir that says that Stam Charamim is l'bedek habayis, learns it out, from Kolcheim Kodesh Kadashim LaHashem. And the Rabbanan, they use the pasuk Kolcheim Kodesh Kadashim LaHashem to tell you that it's Chal on Kache Kadashim and Kachim Kalim. And the Gemara says, how does Rabbi Shmuel know that it's Chal on Kache Kadashim and Kachim Kalim? So the Gemara says, he also gave Rabbi Shmuel, that's the next Mishnah, Chavtesim and Aleph, towards the bottom that he learns it out from Taktish. Since it says Taktish, so you can be Maktish, a Hektish Iluy. And the Gemara says, what did Rabbanan do with Taktish? And the Gemara says, they learned it to teach you that there's a mitzvah to be Maktish a Bechar. And how does Rabbi Shmuel know that mitzvah? The Gemara says, Rabbi Shmuel doesn't hold that mitzvah. So Kumtais, according to Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira, it would come out if you hold that Stam Charam is Lebedek Habayis. And that you learn out from Kolcheim Kodesh Kedosh Shem Hashem. So you need the pasuk of Taktish to tell you that you could be Maktish, that Charam could be Chal, a Hektish Iluy on Kachi Kachim and Kachim Kalim. And Mimele, you don't have any pasuk telling you to be Maktish a Bechari Mitzvah like Dishai. So you hold, there is no Mitzvah like Dishai. But if you hold Stam Chayim as the Kahanim, and you use the pasuk Kolcheim Kodesh Kedosh Shem Hashem to tell you that Kachim is Chal on, that Chayim is Chal on Kachi Kedoshim and Kachim Kalim, so Mimele, you have an extra pasuk of Taktish telling you to be Maktish a Bechari. A mitzvah to Yimakdish Abachar. So since the Rambam paskins that it is a mitzvah to Yimakdish Abachar, and the Rambam had a Gemara in Nazir, which was Muchach, that he holds is a mitzvah that we paskin, it's a mitzvah to Yimakdish Abachar. So I'll be cheshvin, if you hold there's a mitzvah to Yimakdish Abachar, you have to say that Kolcheim Kredish Kedoshim LaHashem is to teach you that it's Chalon, Kachi Kachim, and Kachim Kalim. So mainly you have no pasuk telling you that Stam Charamim is Lebedek Abayis, you have to pask in Stam Charamim is Lekayim. That's Lecha Mishnah's Pshat. And the Kama of the Pshatim, but I'm only mentioning Lecha Mishnah's Pshat, because Be'etzim, the Rambam paskins, like we said, that Stam Charamim is Lekayim. And so does the Bahag, and so does the Chinuch. And it's really not brought in the Paiskim, even though it is Negei B'Zmanazeh, because someone could be Machrim B'Zmanazeh, like the Gemara says, and it's very Negei. What do you do if you're Machrim B'Zmanazeh? Are you paid it b'shava pruta, or you mechuyev to give it to kahanim? According to the Rambam, it comes out of chumra that you mechuyev to give it to kahanim. And the shaila is, are there any rishenim that paskin not like the Rambam, so that maybe you could say hamaitzim chayel v'raya and pater him from giving it to the kahanim? So the Mishnah Lamelech says the da the rosh pasuk Rabbi Yehuda, the rosh paskins like Rabbi Yehuda that stam charamim is lebedek habayis. And he says, "Who v'dvarev v'tuyer day is simin shinvav." So the Chavetz Chaim says, "I didn't understand what the Mishnah Lamelech meant. Where is the rush passing like Rabbi Yehuda? Which rush? Where is this rush located? And what does it mean the Torah brings in simin shinvav? Simin shinvav is not discussing this topic at all." But then he says he figured it out, because what does it say in simin shinvav? It says that the rush holds that there is no mitzvah makdish abachar. He argues on the Rambam that says the mitzvah makdish abachar. He holds there is no mitzvah makdish abachar. Ah, so if the rush holds it, there is no mitzvah makdish abachar. Vaisdais, he uses taktish to tell you that the hekdish is chalon, kachi kachim, and kachim kalim. So, he has the extra pasuk, kolcheim kredish kadashim Hashem. So he must use it to tell you that stam charam is lebenik abais. That's where we have the rush that argues on the Rambam. Al Kobanim, that's the Shita of Rambam, and the Zevach Taida says, the Lekutei Halachos of Chavetz Chaim says, that's the Shita of Rav Yishenim, and that we pass in Stam Chayim as Lekehanim. But could be the Rosh, at least the Mishnah Lamelech learns that way, passing as Stam Chayim as Lebedek Abayis, and it's totally in this Machlokes, is there a mitzvah to Yimakdash B'Chayim as Manazeh or not? Now, the Tzayin Kachim mentions that the Smag says that Rav Paskins Stam Chayim is Lekehanim. The Rav Paskins that way. L'chayitza pliya. The Gemara L'chayitza is not that way. So, already the Birch Sazevach says this, that the Smag must have learned like this, that when Rav Paskin Alach Karud of Meseira, he wasn't saying Alach Karud of Meseira like the way it says in the Mishnah that Stam Charam is Lebedek Abayis. He meant Alach Karud of Meseira like it says in the Braisa that Stam Charamim is Lekayinim. That's Gufa what Rav meant. According to what the Braisa was Mahapach, that Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira holds Stam Chayim is Lekanim, then the Loch is Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira. Because that's the real Pshat, that's what he was Gemara Garmila, that Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira is the one that holds that Stam Chayim is Lekanim, and that's how he's passing like Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira. So come that the Gemara is never really answering the first Kasha, that why was he Shavak, Rabban of Avak, Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira, that's how Kedashim talks about it. But he says it's Much the Smag held away, because the Smag quotes Rav as saying Stam Chayim Lekanim. So Zok, the Tzayin Kedoshim, if you're going to learn that way anyway in the Smag, so you can learn that way in the Rambam, but the Rambam is passed like Rav. Rav didn't say Stam Chayim Lebedek Abayis, Rav instead said Stam Chayim Lekanim. Al-Kabanim, that's the psak of the Rambam. And Rav Yishayim. Now there's also one other machlekes Yishayim that is negei al-Halacha in the sugya, that the Gemara had said that if you hold that Stam Charam was the Vedic Abayis, so then you paid it with four Zuzim. And the Gemara said, because it goes like Shmuel, and even though Shmuel said it's then only b'di'evid, but when there's no base of Mikdash, you could do that even l'chatchila. So Taisus asks Akasha, the Gemara Nevei Dezara says that Eim Akdishim ve'eim Achrim ve'eim Arichim b'zman hazeh, v'mikdash ve'erchim ve'erich behema ti'akir, peir sekelim yirkavu. That if you makdish a behema, then ti'akir, you destroy it. Or the peir sekelim, you let it get ruined. So that Gemara is mashmi, you can't be paid it with a dalet zuzi and then throw the dalet zuzi benahar. It sounds like you have to destroy it. There's nothing you can do with it. That's Vek Taisus and all the Rishainim. And the two Mahalchim. Taisus brings Rabbeinu Tam, and Kama Rishainim also bring it. That really, it's with the Eved, even Bizman Azeh, to be paid there with us in the Sharaputi and Allah to do it. Just since here we're talking about Karka, so Karka, there is no Eitzah. To leave it Hektish is not an Eitzah because people will have an awe from it. So mainly you have to do the B'di'evid of being paid at B'dal and Zuzi. Hashem came and told them, you have an Eitzah, you could destroy it, you could ruin it, you could let it rot. And therefore, and make sure no one has any Shash Takola with it. And the male, that's what you mechuyev to do. And you can't be paid at B'dal and Zuzi. That's what Rabbeinu Tam says, and it'll be a Chumrah if anyone's Makdish Metaltim is Manazet, you'd have to let it get ruined. You can't be paid it. But the Rif in Avodah Zarah brings the Gemara, and he quotes the Braisa, and then he says, and if you paid it, if it's a Shavu Pruti, you could be paid it. Like Shmuel said, Hek the Shavu Manah, Shechilah, Shavu Pruti, Mechulah. So what does the Rif mean? The Rif first is saying the Braisa that you have to put and let the payers rot and let the behemoths die. You can't have any enough from them. And then he says, then you could be paid to them. So a lot of Rishainim, the Ramban, the Rajba, and the Ridvadi and Avodah Zarah, and Daf Yud Gimel, they say that there's no stira. The Brice is telling you what to do if you're not paid to them. But there's an Eitzah, you could be paid to them. The Rambam is also mashmilut that way. The Rambam in Ilchas Erichin, Periches Halacha Ches, brings down the Brice. And if you did, that's what he says in Alacha Ches. And Alacha Yun, he says, and he doesn't make any chila between Karka and Metaltum like Rabbeinu Tam. It sounds like he let him be paid to any Ektatius. So what did he mean before when he said you have to destroy them if you're not paid to them? A little bit shver, I saw in the Ritva in Bamatzia, not the real Ritva, the Ritva that was originally printed as a Ritva, Milchus the Ritva, that he says only the Makdish could be paid on a Shavu Pruta. Anyone else can only be paid with the full value. So it's negay if the Makdish went away. If the Makdish is not here, the Meiri in Bar Mitzvah says this. If the Makdish went away, so the only Eitzah is to lock it up and let it rot or whatever it is. But if the Makdish is here, then he could be paid there with the Pruta. So that's the Das of the Rif and the Rambam. This is a Machlekes Rishainim. It's Negei Halacha L'Maisa. If someone happens to be Makdish as Man Hazeh, he shouldn't. But if he happens to be Makdish, according to Bein Tam, if it's not Karka, if it's any Metaltim, you should lock it up and let it get destroyed. And you shouldn't be paid to lechatchila. And according to the Rambam and the Rif, there's no problem at all with being paid to lechatchila. The Rishainim bring down both days. I don't see any klar achra. It's not brought in the Paiskim Bechlal. But Mestama, this din that lechatchila you have to be paid to b'shavyay, this din is not an issa deraisa Mestama. Because if it was an issa deraisa, I don't know if Chazal would have been makel by Karka because of a chash takola. To be paid at Al-Shavu Pruta. Maybe Fakate, they would have told you to be paid at B'Shavyai in order to avoid their color. So Mestama, the Issa is not an Issa de Raisa. So I would say, when you have a Machlekes Rishainim and someone's Makdish, provided if it's a valuable item, and according to Ben Tam, you're not allowed to be paid at L'Chatchila. According to the Ram and the Rif, you are. Since it's an issa derabanan, mustamal alacha, you could be saimich on the ram and the rif and be paid it by a shava pruta. As I meinich, mitzarechi and ledina, if it ever comes up lemaisa.
We will now begin perek hamoicha sadeu. The Mishnah begins hamoicha sadeu b'shas hayovel ein emutu ligoel pachis mishtei shonim. And one sells his field during the man of yovel, he can't be goilet within the first 2 years. Mechaschinich, in the beginning of Mitzvah Shin Lamates, points out that our Mishnah is not clear, are we discussing Dafka Astei Achuza or even Astei Mikne? And he says that from the Lashon of the Rambam in Perek Yudalef and Shemitah V'Yovel Halachotes, he says, Ksas Mashma, that it's only Noig by Astei Achuza. The Rambam says, Amoicha Sadeu Bizman Shayovel Noig, Kemoisha Bi'arnu, Einemut Eligol Apoches Mishtei Shonim. So he's medayik that the Rambam here says that Meicha Sadeu Mizman Shayevel Noi Kemoisha Bi'anu, like as we discussed earlier, and earlier the Rambam was talking about Astei Achuza. So he said there'll be mashma that the din of the can be goyel pachas Mishtei Shonim would only apply to Astei Achuza and not to Astei Mikne. However, his matri says it's not muchach because it could be the Rambam means Kemoisha Bi'anu is going back on what he spoke about Mizman Shayevel Noi means Kemoisha Bi'anu dine yovel. However, if he wants to be daik in the sheet of the chinuch over there in Shin Lamates, that he holds, and the chinuch says, "Masha'om zuchain levracha gamkein shamoicha sadeu bein sdei achuza oy sade acher ein rishay legol lepachis mishtei shonim." So from there is medayik that what's the oy sade acher? That's clearly mashma that even a stei mikne has the iser to be goyel pachis mishtei shonim. However, further in Sivkot and Dalid, he points out that the Lashon of the Gemara earlier on Daf Yud Ches Mem Beis, which says Shtei Shonim Shebestei Achuza, there'll be mashma that Din Shtei Shonim is only unique to Shtei Achuza, not to Shtei Mikne. But Meidach Kisa in Oisin Zayin, he wants to bring a raya to the sheet of the Chinuch. Brings a raya from the Gemara in Daf Yud Dalid Mem Beis. There the Gemara discusses the Ilonix, and it says that in regards to the Din of being the Goyel Pachim Beis Shonim, Ilonix, which is also called Tvua, has the din, he can't be goyel apachsim beis shonim. But there the Gemara says, but in regards to the din that b'shas ha'yovel, that it's choyz l'bailim, it's the smaik, because it says l'achuzosoy v'loy l'ilonis. So he points out that here it's mashma, that in the regards to the din apachsim beis shonim, it does not require to have a din achuza. And that's why ilonis, although they're in the smaik from chazorah, from achuzosoy, but in apachsim beis shonim, there's no din achuzosoy, and therefore ilonis is not in the smaik. And he says, what din is mikne? Would also be included in Din Pachsim Beis Shonim because it does not require to be a Din Achuza. However, a number of later Achroinim argue on the Hanoch of the Minchas Chinuch, and they say that even in the Shittas Achinuch, he also holds the Din Pachsim Beis Shonim is unique to a Stei Achuza. And the Zivchei Tzedek points this out, he says, if you look in the Hemshech of the words of the Chinuch, when he explains the time why you can't be Goyal Pachsim Beis Shonim, the Chinuch explains, he should only sell his field with difficulty, that the next day he could turn around and purchase it back from the lekeach. That for 2 years, it's almost impossible for him to get his mekach back. And therefore, that will prevent him from selling it. So he says that svaru that we're trying to prevent the meicher from selling his karka is only a din in Astei Achuza, as the pasuk learns from Chiyom Chachicha Macher Mi Astei Achuzasai, which the Rambam over there in Perek Yud Aleph Halacha Gimel brings us in that Layim Ka Adam Beisai Astei Achuzasai Afal Pi Shein Choizin Achazman Elam Kein Heni Shnem Chiyom Chachicha Macher Mi Achuzasai. So from the time itself is mavur that it's only a svaru in Astei Achuza and not in Astei Mikne. And in Shirei, from David Soloveitchik, he brings from his father, Biskarov, who's also chaylik on the Minchas Chinuch, and he says, in Stei Mikne, there's no din, no iser to be goyel pachsim b'beis shonim. And there he explains that the svar is because the whole iser is iser geula. And he says, the iser geula is only on the, by Meichas Echuzasa, he has a schus to be goyel, lacha beis shonim, he has that schus. But a Stei Mikne, someone who sells a Stei Mikne, does not have the schus to be goyel. If he wants to purchase it back, it's just like a mechira ba'alma. He says, in mechira, there's no iser pachsim beis shonim. That's unique to the dini geula. And Reb Dov takes us further. They says, that's why b'zmaneinu, we don't have any din geula. So that's why there's no iser in any field to be goyel pachsim beis shonim. The whole din is only unique to a geula, which applies only to a Astei Achuza. And Rabbi David Soloveitchik wants to medayik from the early words in the chinuch, not like the Minchas chinuch, when this, the chinuch is discussing the din of being gula, and he says, Shasteachuza, nigal aide amoicher, aide goyle, laachesh teishonim, balkorchish alikeach, vishar sodis, shenikrom stay mikna, einen golem elaborotzin halikeach. So he's medayik from the fact that when he's speaking about Steachuza, there he spoke out, you could be goyled, balkorchish alikeach, only after 2 years. But stay mikna that you could be goyel only beratzin. He didn't mention that it's only done after 2 years. There'll be mashman that you could be goyel beratzin right away. So to answer the diuk of the minchas chinuch, the words of the chinuch that said bein stay achuza oy stay acher. So David wants to answer, and this also Rav Chaim Kanievsky Shlita in the Sefer Derech Amuna over there in the Rambam. They want to say that it's going back when the Rambam, what the chinuch discussed earlier, discussing in stay achuza. He says the Steach Chuzah is both Sadei Shenaflu Birushal Chalechin Miyisrael Bechilik Oretz, and he says V'chein Nami if one Zeicha V'Noisvach Luzasei Machmas Hasebus Nachlo Aydei Basi Veshes Nachlo, that also goes into Chuzah. So I say perhaps that's what the Kavan of the Chinuch here means. Bein Steach Chuzah means or Steach Chuzah which you got from the original Chaluka or Steach which became a Steach Chuzah through means of Hasebus Nachlo. But be it as it may, they'll come out that the pashas of all the shitas, side both the chinuch and the Rambam, would be that the din of posim beis shonim is only by a steachuza. The Minchas Chinuch has an interesting shaila in mitzvah shin lamentes ois yud in regards to the din of one being goyel steachuza. So he says mistapik when the moicher is goyel the field, does he have to make a new kinyan when he gets the field back? Does he have to be koyni the field from the lekach? Oy dilma, it's an afkata de malka. Meaning, as he explains, by Yovel, he says, when the field goes out by Yovel, that's Poshet, that's an Afkata de Malka, and the Odin does not have to make a new Kenyan. It becomes, the Lekeach loses his chus in it, and it automatically reverts to the Shus of the Moicher. But he says, over here, by being Goyel, he says, here on the Subic is the Pshat, it's an Afkata de Malka, and it comes when he wants to be Goyelit, and he wants to, after the 2 years, we could force the Lekeach to give it back, the Lekeach, it's an afkata de malka and reverts automatically back to the yad of the meich without a new kinyan. I dilma here the Torah gave mishus to be koina even malkarcha shelikach, but mikol makim he needs to make a kinyan. He wants to say two nafkaminas. Number one, if the lekech was makned when he's makned him back b'chazolo, he's makned metalton agav the karka. He says if it was a meisa kinyan, if there's a kinyan going on when he gives it back, either with the money that the Meicher gave to the Lekeach, but there was a Kinyan going on. So, and agav that, it could be Koyin Metaltlin. Dumit to what Rashi speaks about on the bottom of the Amit. But if it's no Kinyan, understandably, he won't be able to be Koyin the Metaltlin with this character. Another Nafkamina he gives, that if Bimeis the Meicher and his Benoy HaKotan wants to be Goylet, says it's an Afkata de Malko, then he will also be able to be Goylet. But if he needs a Kinyan, then it says, according to the some shittas that hold that a cotton can't be coined even with das acharis makne, he will not be able to be goyled. Chaim Kanievsky in Derech Amuna in the Perek Yidal of Halacha Dal in the Bi'alacha wants to make a raya that you need a kinyan from the Gulas Kroivim. It says that by Gulas Kroivim, there we can't say it's tafkata de malka because it may oil him lahoysa shalahem, but it was never theirs that field. Especially if understanding that by Gulas Kroivim, like many Achroidim, the Maknin, Kedushin Chaf Aleph, that it goes back, it doesn't go back immediately to the Meicher, rather it goes to the Kroiv. So how does that help when they give the money that it should become theirs? Unless we have, when they're Goylet, the Lekech is Maknin back to the Goyl. So from this he proves that by Gulas Kroivim, it definitely works with Erech Kinyan, and the Yerushalmi Kedushin is Medama Gulas Kroivim to Gulas Atzmai. So there, from there, it's mashma that Gulas Atzmai also works by Ifin Kinyan and not just Afkata de Malka and he's Koina without a Kinyan. Rashi in the Mishnah, in the Mamaskal Pachsim Shtei Shonim, says that after Shtei Shonim, if he wants, he can be to be Poida, he can, Balkor Shalikeach. And Rashi brings this from the Pasuk Vachishas, Shnei Mimkori, Shemachashiv Kamashonim, Shemach Ara Yovel, and he divided up the Domim Lufid Shonim. So Rashi describes that what's the case, Kegoin Nemacher Koidim Ayovel Eser Shonim, Be'eser Litrin. Nimtz Rashi says, Shemacher Peishal Kol Shonim Veshonim Be'litro, and then Rashi goes on, if he 5 years passed, then he deducts 5 years, and he gives him back 5 litrin, and then he takes the field back. So the Rashash, over here is Ma'irir, that including these 10 years until Yovel, two of those years are years of Shnas HaShmita. So he asks, since he sold him, as the Pasuk says, Kimisver Shnei Tvuis HaMoichaloch, he sold him the Kimisver Tvuis HaMoichaloch, so he sold him the years of Tvua, so if so, the years of Shmita, which are not Roy for Shnas HaTvua, as our Mishnah says, that Shnas HaShvi is not Oila for the 2 years of the Achilles, the Achilles Shnei Shonim, where he can't be Goyal. It's not in no Ilum and Aminion. So here too, those 2 years of Shemitah should not be included in the Cheshbon, and therefore, when he's making the deduction, he should not calculate the years of Shemitah, since that did not go into the purchase of the Mispar Tvoi Sumaychalach. And he says, although the Gemara in Bamitsi and Afkovav asked a similar kasha on Pidyon Hektish of Steachuza, that why do we count the years of Shemitah? And that the Gemara answered that since it's Chazal Mishtacha Beperi, therefore, that's enough to be, that we should cheshbon the years of Giroyin, we should cheshbon even the years of Shemitah. So that's only over there by Steachuza, it doesn't say Tvois. But here by Mechiras Steachuza, where it does say Shnei Tvois, we should not calculate the years of Shemitah. So to this he answers that Al Kach we have to say that since by the Geula of Mechiras Steachuza, it says Vechishav Eshneimim Karoi, and it doesn't say Tvoisim Karoi, Shema Mino Adelei Kapdinon Elo Mishonim. That the kapeda of the cheshbon of Giroyin of the geula only goes according to the years, and it does not matter if it's not a years of tua. It's only regards to the din of that one can't be goyel pachs m'shteishanim. There it has to be tuas, like the Mara learns out of Al Pasuk. K'mitzvah tuas ma'achaloch, and therefore shnas hashmita is not counted. But in regards to geula, there where it does not mention tuas, we only mark it on the shanim and does not have to be years of tua. And he says, this is really the kavan of the Gemara Bamitzia, when the Gemara asked, El Me'ata Shvius Leitala Loi Minagirua, the Gemara, although the Gemara asks, from the Mishnah of Tanan, Noisin Selapunyan Lashona, which is by Pidyon of someone's Makdish Steachuza, he says, the Kash of the Gemara was not only to Makdish, but even to Meichas Steachuza. As Rashi, when he explains the Gemara's Teres, the Mishnah Bei Peiri, Rashi says, Hilkach Solkale, the Gabi Pidyon Steachuza, like Sir Shneatuis. See, Rashi didn't mention, Dafka, Pidyon of a Makdish Steachuza, but Pidyon of any Steachuza, being the Hektish and being Mecher, like the Shnei Tvois, and therefore Shemitah is included. The Mishnah goes on, Ha'is Shnas Shidofen V'Yirokin O'Shnas Shvius, Eino Eilu Min Aminyin. Because this is not Shnei, you need Mitzvah Shnei Tvois. The Mechitz Chinuch in the Shin Lamed Tes, Oisei says nearly Poshit, that during Shemitah, this is not Eilu Min Aminyin because it's not a Shnas Atvua. He says, but if over halikeach v'zoren he did plant nearer, that's nechshev shnei tvua v'oydeloi for the shnei shonim. He says, kei nearer poshet. The Mishnah continues, nora o yahivira oydeloi min aminyin, means if he plowed the field or he didn't do anything, he let it stay fallow, he let it without touching the field, then oydeloi min aminyin. So this Rashi explained what's the case of nora o yahivira. Rashi says, Aval hoisa shnas shana harui l'tua. It was ruy for tua. V'norav leizara ayayvira shenichabura shafilu nir le'asaba. He didn't even plow the field. Iu avser anavshei v'oyleloi b'minyin shteyashonim. And then those 2 years, which he had the opportunity, it was years of growth, just he didn't utilize them. That's oyleloi for the shteyashonim. So I saw a ha'ara that Taisus over here, the first Taisus brings from the Gemara in Perek HaMekabel b'Metzia and Daf Kovav. It explains the din of the ratio of shnahoisa shnas shidofim v'yirokoin, that it's ein oilam and a minion, that's only if it was k'moikim b'chol oilam. That was shidofoin in the entire world. Mar says, dumidish the shnei solio, that the entire world is a shnas shidofin. And only then is it not oilam and a minion. That's not called shnei tvus. So if so, what's the chiddush of our Mishnah that says by nor oyayvira, that it's oilam and a minion, that in such a case it's oila, even if it's, since in the other fields there are this tvua, and just he himself didn't plow his field, it's partial that it's oilam min aminyan. It's not any worse than the regular din of shidofin v'yirokoin. As long as the other, if it's just a shidofin in his own field, as long as the other fields have tvuas, that's called shnei tvuas. So partial it's oilam min aminyan. What's the chiddush? Can they real this? Vasemis asked. He says the gemara should have been mechab. Why do you mention nor oyevira? We should be maflig minei obey. The Tana should have told us in Shidof and Gufa that is tvua in the other sodais. Then it is oilam and aminyan. Why have to say a case of nara yevira? So Rashash here offers a different pshat in the Mishnah. Perhaps he's addressing these questions. he's going on addressing what Rashi said, that the Mishnah is talking about Hoysin Shon Harui Latur. And the Rashash says that Nirafinim is Daiti, that is going on the Reish of the Mishnah. That the Reish of the Mishnah said, Hoysin Shna Shidofim Viroko in Eino Ilamin Aminion. So on that, the Mishnah is continuing and says, Noro Oyhevira Oyloimin Aminion. Meaning that even the Reisha, which is discussing a Shnash Yidofim V'Yirokin in B'chol Oilam, on that the Mishnah is continuing and says, but Nor Oyavira, in that years of in those years of Shnash Yidofim V'Yirokin in B'chol Oilam, if he's Nor Oyavira, it's Oiloy Min Aminyan, which he explains, the Chayai Gav Amashuun Bar Metziah. He's referring to the Gemara in Bar Metziah, which says that, that one is Mekabal Asadim Echaveiroi, and there's a Makas Medina, then he could be Menakeloi Min Chakura. He could deduct from the Mount of Chakiris. If it's a Makas Medina, and it's a Shadiv Ruba de Bagi. As the Gemara explains over there. So on that, the Gemara in Bar Metziah and Kuvav says, Omar Shmuel, Loishonu El Shazara V'tzamcha. This that he could deduct is only if he planted it and it grew. V'achel Chagav, and the grasshoppers ate it up. Something happened to the field. Avaloi zara klal, if he didn't plant at all, loy, then he can't deduct from his chakiris. The omale, because the balasadik could tell the chayker ilu zarata, if you would have planted, have a mekayim be. It would have been niskayim by me, loy avoishu be'isra uv meir avoin yizbo. Which means even though the whole world and everyone else was suffering from the Makas Medina, I would have had a special siat tishmai that my field would have grown. Special hashgacha. So as the Rashash explains, I'll be there, that's the pshat al mishnah. That this, that Shadafim V'Yirokin is Oil Min Aminin, that's only if he planted, and then it was affected like the rest of the world, then it's Ein Oil Min Aminin. And you don't count that years. It's not called Shnei Tfuas. But if Nara Yavira in the Shna Shadafim, and him didn't plant at all, then Oil Min Aminin. Then that year he'll be Oil Min Aminin, because even though everyone else is considered they didn't grow. We have to say by you, since you maybe you would have been the skyim that it would have grown, and that would have been called a shun of tvua, and therefore it's oil min aminyan. And that'd be like Rashi says, you'd have to eat after an avshay, and therefore even a shnashi dafin it will be oil min aminyan. Now on the dinner of the Mishnah of Nora Oyavira oil min aminyan, Rashi explains that what's the time why it's oil. Because as Rashi explains, you after an avshei, since he could have used the field, he could have planted it, and he didn't. So it's you after an avshei, and therefore it's oileloi b'minyan shtei hashanim. The Rambam in Perkei Alpha Shemitah v'yoyvel in Halach Yiraf, when he brings the din of the Al Mishnah, he says, "Anicha halikeach bura shana." He left it bura for 1 year, v'ach l'shana. Then this next year he ate, meaning he planted and ate the two of that year. Ach l'shana v'noh shana. And he planted 1 year, and he plowed the field, the Zorah, the Zorah, but didn't end up planting it. Then, Hare Elo Eilin Min Aminyan. So the Rikorkis and the Kesem Mishnah are both Ma'ir. Why would the Rambam speak out that one of those years he ate? And he ate the two of that year. Why don't they say, according to what Rashi explained, that the Yisoid is because the Eu after Navshei, who had then, if it be Ha'ivir or Shtesh on him, it would also be Eilin Min Aminyan. And so they say that the Lashon of the Rambam is Lav Dafka. However, the advisor is Choylik, and he says that the Rambam is Bedafka, and if you be Bura or Nora for 2 years, then it would not deduct from the, it would not be Oilam and Aminyan. He says the law is Medaika, the Rambam is Medaika, the Lashon of the Mishnah, it says Eina Oila, a Lashon Yochid, doesn't say Eina Oilois. So from there he saw that it has to be 2 years. Ayn Sham, the Tam, that he gives why it should be like that. The Chazay Nochem, he also brings the Kesem Mishnah that says it's lav dafka, and he says the dvarim tchukim to learn like that in the Rambam, that the Rambam should be smayrich so much in his lashon and speech and speak in such a misleading language. So therefore, he wants to explain that nearly v'ini v'zaiti. He says that the Rambam, that he understood that, why did the Rambam explain the din by dafka no shana of och l'shana? Because he explains that that's the derech of bali asadis. It's normal that one should be chayrish the sada 1 year and doesn't plant it that year, in order that it should, the field should have koyach for the following year. And also one, like we also find like the Gemara Bava Basra and Chavtes, that 1 year it's Ach L'shana, and then the next year you leave it fallow, you don't work the field. And that gives the koyach, nourishes again the field, gets koyach to continue. So since that's derech oichle sadis, so then it's called Shnei Tvus. Because this, they didn't plant in that year, since it's Letzayach the Sada, that's why it's Oilam and Aminyan. But meaning he's understanding seemingly different than Rashi, not because he either asked him to have a shave, but rather because he used the field. He used the field by leaving it Nora Yivira, and that gave it the Kayach. So that's called Eichel Shnei Tvuas. But if he was Nora Beishonim Yivira Shnei Shonim, which is not the Derech Bali Sodis, to do 2 years in a row, then it's not called Shnei Tvuas, and we don't say the Swav Yud Asin Avshay, because Gzeres Melech Kachi. The Chasdei David, in his Pirish Ante Sefto, in Perikei, he brings this beautiful shot of the Chazoi Nochum in the Rambam, and he just says that the nearer that the Rambam didn't just take it at Misvoro, like the way the Chazoi Nochum seems to be learning. He says rather it's Mefush in the Teisefta. The Teisefta's Loshin is Nor Shono, Ochlo Shono, Vahivir Shono, Oiloim in Aminion. So the way they're explaining is that it comes out in this pshat, it's Oiloim in Aminion, not because, like Rashi is saying, because it's the Afsin Avshei. Rather, it's because he used it in the Derech HaSadis, and therefore it's included in the Din of Shnei Tvuas. And in Lekach, it's Oiloim in Aminion. Moving on to the Gemara says, Amoicha Sadeu B'Shasa Yoivul. The Gemara is medayik ena goyel leketani el ena mutter legoyel. Alma kasaver isur nami ikka. That there's an iser to be goyel teich beishon. Da filu kakushe zuzi nami oser. Loimi boi moicha de koi baasei dechse be misra shnei tvoi simachalach. Ela afilu lekeach nami koi baasei de beinon shonam tikne veleko. So there's an iser both on pshutai. The Gemara is mashma that there is the iser both on the moicha and on the lekeach. Even if they're both nisrata, still it's osif to be goyel the sada teich beishonim. And really the Or Chaim in Parshas Behar in Chafei Pasuk Tezvav, he questions that why would the Yesh Ladas Tam Nochem B'Davar Zeh Loma Yes Hashem Lulekeach, why would Hashem ask the Lekeach Lebal Yach Zeh Sada Pachs Mishtei Shonim, why can't he return it? Why can't he give it back? He wants to sell it back. You don't understand that if he does we shouldn't force him to give it back during 2 years. We want to give him the opportunity to have it. But why should if he wants to give it back, why can't he give it back? And so to this he answers, which is really the time that the Chinuch said, Hashem does not want a person to sell his field. Lebal Yoshev Akinyan Lemeichi should not return it. Kedei Shebe Emtzos Hadover Yamayid Bein Einov Hechle Tachazor Teich Beishonim. He should realize clear that the next 2 years he's not getting this field back. Ulepa'omim Yim Demachmazev La Yimkor. And sometimes because of that, he'll think twice, and he'll think before he sells it, and that will hold him back from selling the field. Yesh La'ayin, is it mutter for the Lekeach to give the field back B'matonu? So in Derech Amuna, in Perakid Alvin Shvit of Yoivul Halachates Sivkot Memches, he brings a Machlokes Achroinim about this. He says in the Lechem Shemayim in our Mishnah, he wants to say that it's mutter to give it back Bechinam, but he brings from the Orach Hashulchan in Simulam Gimel Sivtes that he says it's also to be Machzer. And really, the Tveres Yisrael, he would be Mashma. He says that Tveres wants to say that nearly Lechayro that Dafke Belosh and Geula will be Aser. He wants to say if they each one gives each other the as a matono, they'll be mutter. Then he says, because that would be aroma, really it's going on, what's going on is a mecher. But it seems to be clear in his that he would understand that it would be mutter to give it back to matono. Ulai, these two tzadim will be totally if it's the way the Archaim's understanding and the chinuch that the Yisrael is because we want to be a dover hechlet. That he knows he's not going to be able to get it back, then, and even he can't even try to convince the Lekech to sell it back to him, that therefore that'll be my name from selling it in the first place. But, so according to that, perhaps Matana would also be included, that Matana, he should realize he has no means, including a Matana, like they say, Behechel, he's not going to get it back, that would include even Matana. I don't know, Matana is unexpected, it doesn't come mitzidoi, maybe that, even according to Rachaim Svaro, that would still would be mutter. Now the Gemara said that the din that it can't be goyel teich beishonim and there's iser nami ikko. And that the Gemara said that afilu kakushi zuzi nami oser, which as Rashi explained that kakushi zuzi lemeicha lahari zuzin lelekeach kadei shiitav beinav lachziru loy. Even that is oser. So I saw that where does this iser come from? That he's not even allowed to show the money. He can't show the money to the lekeach. And even more, the Rabbeinu Geshem says that Afilu laharis azuzim hashmum l'tzayich apidyon laharoisim lekech b'tayich oisim beishanim. Even that he's not allowed to do. Even the money which he has set aside that when 2 years up he's going to plan on being poyder, he can't be marlo azuzim. He can't do that. Why? What's this iser? And where's the makar for it? And more of David Soloveitchik is later on the Rambam when he brings the din of our Gemara. He doesn't mention the din of Kakushi Zuzay. He just says, America Sadeu is, ain't a mutter legal pachsni shteishonim. I feel the rots of the kechare is also. He doesn't mention his mashmit the din of Kakushi Zuzay. So to this, Rabbi Ruchim Fishel Perlau, and his peers on the Psadigoin in Chelik Beis, in Omud Reish Ein Beis, he wants to explain that the Rambam is understand that there's no iser in being like Kakushi Zuzay. Said all it is just a tachbula, a trick inside the meicher to kadeshi is ratzel lekeach. But the ikke kavan of the Gemara means that even if the lekeach is misratzel, that means not only could the meicher be goylet malkarche of the lekeach, but even if he wants to go and be kakish zuzi and get and thereby convincing the lekeach to do it, that's also aser. And like the Gemara concludes, that alone is not even an iser on the meicher, even the lekech has an iser when he gives it back. So therefore he says, since the Rambam, when he already spoke out the din of Vafil Rotz Lekech, he included the din of Kakush Yizuzi, because it's not intrinsically an iser, it's just the way the Gemara is expressing how he's trying to get the lekech to Miris Ratze. Perhaps Rashi means this as well, Mitzarachin. But however, in the Shita Mikubet says he has entirely different shot in the Gemara. The Shita here has a discussion that on this that we said that it's also to be goyal toich beishonim, woe be if shneim this ratzu the merchan lekeach, even though they're not allowed to do it and there's an iser, is it chal? Does it work? Does the mekach work that he sold it back to him? So he brings from the Ri that masha asu, if they did it, lemaisa it's chal. But then he brings over chonim benoyoy oimer deloy mahani masha asu, doesn't help. And he says he's medactic from the Lashon of Al Gemara that says, Afilu kakushi zuzi nami aser. So he questions, Matzorich la'arichas Lashon zeh, why do you need such a arichas to add this in? Since we already told us that it's aser. So he says, what is this coming to add? Elavandi hochi komar, that kishabol le'goyel of a nosin amois, and when he came to be goyel and he gave the money, af al gav de ene elo kakushi zuzi ba'almo, even though all that's going to remain is just Kakushi Zuma Alma, is just going to remain a jingling of coins and showing him the coins, but at the end of the day, nothing took effect, because the Mekech was not Chal. Aval Pikein, it's still Osir. So he's learning in these words of Vil Kakushi Zuzi, Nami Osir is telling us that even though all that remains is Kakushi Zuzi and it's not Chal, still, it's Osir. So according to him, it's Pashid, you don't see any Isir in the Kakushi Zuzi, it means it's a entirely different Pshat in the Gemara. Now this machloikis that we just mentioned in the Shita Mekubetzes between the Ri and the son of Rabbi Chanan, if they made the Geula Teich Beishanim, if the Geula is Chal or not. Yeshlodnim, what are they arguing about? Now the Chasti David in Teisefta, in Perikei, he on his own brings up this question that if they were Goyal Teich Beishanim, would the Geula be Chal or not? And he says that since we know the machloikis, Rabbi and Rava in Tmura, if Komad Omer Achmavid is Leisavid, Iovid Mahani Eloi Mahani, and we pass in like Rava Eloi Mahani, so it should come out that the Gula should not be Chal. And that's his Maskana. He doesn't quote the Sheet at all. So we have to understand why there be Machlekas over here if it should be Chal or not. Why don't we say Lukuliyami Iovid Eloi Mahani? And we could suggest that this be totally in the well-known machlokes between the Pnei Yeshua and the end of Gittin, who says that the Komad Omer, that when the side of Rav, the Klal of Rava, of Yovid Le'mahani, was only said by a laugh. When the Torah said Le'savid, a Beloshen laugh. But where it's only Asay, in Isra Asay, then Lekuli Alma, even Rav is Moida, Yovid Mahani. However, the Noidi Behuda, in Ebenezer, in Tinyona, in Simakuf Chavtes, he brings the Pnei Yeshua and he's Choyluk. And he holds that even by Yisra Asay, we say the Klal of Rava, Yovid Le'mahani. And this is also Mefurish in Shita Mekubetzes, in Ksaviyad, in Tumur and Davdala, that holds that by Yisra Asay, as well, we have the Machloikis, Rava and Rabbi and Rava. So perhaps you can say that this is the Machloikis, the 2 days in the Shita. But, or we could say, as the Maisa Choshev, who also brings up this question, that why don't we say that it should be Lukuli Yavashi Yovid Le'mahani? So to this, he wants to answer, Alpi, what he brings at the Yikar Erech, brings from the Radvaz, who says, and in our, the Radvaz, it's in the Perek Yud Aleph, in Shemit of Yoivol Halochates, who says that this Asay, which the Gemara mentioned, that the Moicha and the Lekeach are Oivi Ba'asev, the Goyal Toich Beishonim, he says, it's Lav Dafka Nasei, Shaharoili Nimdu Bechlala Mitzvahs. It's not mentioned, the Moicha Mitzvahs don't bring this down as one of the Mitzvahs. Rather, what does it mean Asay? He says, Ela Issa Toiru. That's those are the words of the Radvaz. So the Ma'aseh Choshev explains that means Al Korchich, since it's a Derech Drash, it's not considered a Mefurush Asay, and therefore it's not called an Asay Gemuro, even though it's an Issa Toiru. So therefore he wants to say that we can, but he brings from the Malay Royim that says on an Issa that's not Mefurush in the Toiru, even though it might be, even though it's an Issa Toiru, then even according to Rava we say Oven Mahani. So therefore we could say that the here, it wouldn't be totally, it's passing, even if, although we're passing like Ravi Ovid Mahani, in this type of assay, we could hold the Ovid Mahani. However, I saw in the Svarim, in the Sefer Nesivos Yam, and the Avodah Brura B'Shem, B'Derech HaKodesh, he bring down that the need in our Shita, if we say that it's in Masha Osa, Osa Yanat, should be totally in the two tzadim of the Minchas Chinuch. We mentioned earlier, Minchas Chinuch was mistapic in the way the Geula when one is goyel, the histe achuza, how does it work? Does it work that the lekeach has to be makne to him back the kinyan? Idilmet and afkata the malka. He just gives him the money and the Eivishta says that it's paka the reshus of the lekeach and it reverts automatically back to the meicher. So bishleim, if you understand that it's a maisa kinyan, so then we could hear that if they came toich beishonim and they made this maisa kinyan, perhaps we could now clear, is the Kenyan Chal, is the Kenyan not Chal? Is it Osi, is it not Osi? Maybe it's totally in Ovid Mahani or Loi Mahani, could hear that stardom. But if it's totally in Avkata de Malka, so how could we possibly apply that by them making the Gula, they should affect in the Avkata de Malka? That the Avkata de Malka has no bearing on them. It's only if you go with the Gedorim of Pidyon, which is when it comes the Shtei Shonim, and you goil it, you can have an Afkata de Malka. But how can you affect an Afkata de Malka, Teich Bei Shonim, it's not telling you at all? So it would seem from this Shita, the Kipshuti, would be better understood if you go to the Tzad, that it's a Maisa Kinyan. However, I was thinking you could say that even if it's true, you can't affect an Afkata de Malka. Afkata de Malka is only Shayach after Bei Shonim. But Amir, Kipshuti, even the, it would still have the Isser would apply to do it anyway. Like, and even if they would go make a Kenyan, even though it's not the normal way Gula works, but even to be makin it back, that would seemingly be included in the Isser of to being Goyal B'Teich Beishonim. And therefore, even though they're not using the regular means of Afkat and the Malka, but even the standard regular Kenyan, they want to sell it back, not B'Teich Gula as a Mechira, that should also be included in the Isser. And therefore, we can have the Nidin in the Shidim Kubetzes, if it's Asi Asi or not. One point on the Gemara of Amoicha Sadeu, that there's an Isser, the Poshid, it's Mashma, in the Pashtas Asugya, that there's an Isser both on the Moicha and on the Lekech. And this Rashi speaks out Mefurish in the Bemasl Shalom Tikna. Rashi says, V'mahadale, referring to the Lekech, if he returns the field, Mekam Yochi before 2 years, Oivir Ba'asei. And like this says the Chinuch in Shin Lamates, Azor Lemoicha V'azor Lelekech. And like this also mentions Nikia Sefer and others. However, in the Shittas Rambam, in Perikin Aleph, in Shemitah V'Yoivol, Halachates, when he brings the Din of El Gemara, he says, Amoicha Sadeu Bezman Shayoivol Noyig Kemoisha Be'anu, Ein Muta Ligoil Lepochis Mishtei Shonim, Shenema B'Mispor Shnei Tvois Imachaloch. And then he says, V'afilu Rotzah Likeach Oser. Even if Likeach wants, it's Oser. Shenema B'Mispor Shonim Acha Yoivol Tiknam Eis Amisecho. So the Rambam's mashma that, and this is how Rabbi Ruchem Fischel Perlau in the Chelik Beis in the Amid Reish Ayin Dalet and David Salvechik and Shurim Amadayik, that's mashma the Rambam learned that the second pasuk of B'mispar Shonim Acha Yevol Tikne is just telling us that it's also for the Moicher to be mahadirit to buy the field back even when it's Ratzah Lekech. But the Isser is not on the Lekech, rather the Isser is on the Moicher. And according to the Rambam, they explain the Gemara that first the Gemara is Medayik from the Mishnah that is not mutter to be Goyal. From there we see Almukas of Yisur Nami Iko, that there's an Isser, that Afilu Kakushe Zuzi Nami Osir, even to entice the Lekeach with money, that would also be, that wouldn't be included in the Isser, because that's coming mitzad the meicher. That he's enticing the lekech to sell it. V'loimi by meicher the koy basay. Not only is a meicher koy basay, there's a mitzvah shnei tevua is imachalach. Not only is when the meicher is the one who's instigating the sale, is there an Isser. El afil lekech nami, even when the instigation, the rotzin is coming mitzad the lekech. He wants to sell. The lekech wants to return it. Even in such a case, koy basay is still, it's koy basay who? The meicher. The be'inon shalom tikne v'leko. And this is expressed by bringing out that when the shalom tikne, that in meaning, when it's coming mitzad the lekech, even b'chayai gavna, there's an Isser. But on who is the Isser? It's on the meicher. And the shita mekubes is b'shem the rosh, is also pretty mashma like this. Now he learns v'leim yiboy meicher the koy basay. He learns the salkadai techamina dafka meicher roi yushiyave basay l'fishil bo l'goy lo balkorchev. He's come to be goylit balkorchev the lekech. Then he's not koy basay. It sounds like he's going back on what who we discussed, which was the meicher, that he won't have an assay in this case. Kamash v'lon, that even in this case, the meicher will have the iser, which is like we understood in the Shittas Rambam. Continuing in the Gemara, says the case, the ha-meicher sadeh b'shnas ha-yoy v'l'atzma, we have the machloikas Ram Shmuel, the Rav Omar mechur v'yoytza, u'shmuel Omar eina mechur kol ikar. And the Gemara goes on to explain that the time of Shmuel is a kavu chaymer u ma'amechura kva yoytza she'ena mechura ena din shleiti mocher. And the question was on Rav that he doesn't hold of the kavu chaymer. And that the Gemara brings the kasha from Naira. And that the Gemara answers, hosn le mahadro mizdavno hocha hodro mizdavno. The Mutzal Me'esh points out that even though the Gemara on Chaf Chesem and Beis said that the yoyvul is meshamit b'tchilosai and shvius is meshamit b'soifa, he points out from this Gemara we see it's not doimin zelaze, because he explains that this that shviyas is meshamit is only b'sayfa, the last moment of shviyas. However, yoivul, when we say it's meshamit b'tchilo, it means gam b'tchilos meshametes. The kol shekein b'emtzisoy, and meaning b'chol rega v'rega, yoivul is meshamit. And that we see from our sugya, because we see that even in the middle of yoivul you would sell, there's a din mechur v'yoytza, and any moment of yoivul is meshamit, and it's mafkia the mecher. And he says, even according to Shmuel, we also see this, even though we don't see a bepoil dik yitzia in the middle of Yovel, but we call Malkim al Karch, we have to say Yovel does its pula even be empty Yovel, because if it wouldn't do its pula in the middle of Yovel, then it would be a mechur legamri, and we wouldn't have a kal v'chomer at all. The Gemara continues and asks on Rav and the Brais of Acha Yovel Shonam Tikne Melamid Shemaychen Samach Le Yovel, Muvlig Mina Yovel Minayin. The Gemara continues until the Gemara asks from Vishnasa Yovel, Atzmal Yimkor v'machar Eine Mechura. And to this, Rav says, "Amlucha Rav, ina mechura lemisber shnei tvois, aval mechur hivi yoytze. It's chal, but then it's yoytze." So on this, the Gemara asks, "Now why don't we have the din of ashlama like we learned in the brayis of ochle shana achas of nei ayoyvul mashlim lo shana achas acha yoyvul?" So to this, the Gemara answers that over there is nachas lachilo, then we mashlim acha yoyvul. But hocha, when you sold it during yoyvul, it was like nachas lachilo. Here, there's no din ashlama. In Shiur Reb David Soloveitchik, he brings from his father Biskarov, who asks, what's the difference? Why, if only was nachas lachila, then there's a din that we mashlim, they have din to be mashlim the Beis Shonim. But if it wasn't nachas lachila, then there's not. But Marashach, if he was zaycha, he was zaycha in the karka with his kinyan, why should it be told if it's nachas lachila or not? So to this, he brings it at the Biskarov cleared, what is the pshat and rav who send mechur v'yoytze? Is the pshat that the mechira was actually chal bepoil for a moment? And ba'oyser rega, the field was shayach to the lekeach, and then take if it goes back, with the yitzia of Yoivul goes back to the meicher. Oy dilma, all you have is there was a ma'aser kinyan. There was a siba's a kinyan, and there was a ma'aser kinyan. But, bepoyel, he was never actually zeich in it. The siba's a kinyan, but take if, not even for a moment, is it actually a chalois that ever belonged to the lekeach. Rather, immediately, Yoivul was mafkia, that it goes back, that it goes back to the meicher. But a meiser can you do have, and an afkamina, like we see in the sugya, therefore the mois won't be chayzen, because there was a meiser kinyan, which was mechayev a kinyan, just before right away, Yovel comes and mafkiyat. So based on this, he's mazed with the Gemara, that the side of the Gemara does not mean that there was noches lachil bepoil, he actually started eating. Rather, he says, the Yisayda Chilik is that if he was actually koin of the Sada and it became his, so then he was Zoyche in the Sada, and now it becomes his to have a din of Achilles Beishonim. But, if all there was just a ma'isa kinyan, and even if the kinyan was chal, but mikol makim, the sada was never became his, even for a moment, since it never became his, he never had the schus achilas peiris, and therefore there's no din hashlama in that case. David Salvation is just ma'ir that the lashon nachas lachila is not, so it doesn't fit so well. Nachas lachila does sound bepoil, that there was an actually achila bepoil. But that's what Biskarov learns. Nachas achila means that there was actually a chalois, that it became his bepoil. With this, he wants to use to possibly answer kasha at the, of the Rashash. The Rashash asks on the Braisa that says, Och l'shan achzef nea yoivul, mashlim l'shan acheres acha yoivul. I think I'll explain that hosem nachas lachila. The Rashash asks that the shana l'fnei ha-yoivul is shnas ha-shmita. So the end of shnas ha-shmita, he was not noches la-achilu. And he remains with the tzarachin. So, Kipshuta, you could say, like David Salvechik offers that, you could say, lav-dafka, shana achas doesn't mean necessarily shana achas, it means the shana that was ready to eat, meaning the shnas memches. At every point that further in the Lashon, the Rambam, he brings the din of the Braisa, he says, Mochro, Shon Achsef Nea Yoivil, he sold it a year before Yoivil, it's very sawsome that he didn't mention that it's not the year before Yoivil, it should have been the previous year before that, Shnas Memches. So to this, with this Yisrael, he wants to say that possibly with the Briskarov, that does not mean you have to be Nochis La'achila Bepoil. It just needs, all you need is that it was Nochis, that it was, there was a Chalois Kinyan that became the Lekeachs. So even during Shemitah, it actually became the Lekeachs, so there we'll have a Din HaShlamah. Mashaken during Yoivul, it never became the Lekeachs, even for a moment. But however, it's still Ma'ir, that it's still a Chiddush, because the Lashon, the Braisa says, Mashlimin Loi, Shana Acheres, according to this Pshat, if he was, since the Shnas HaShmita is not Oila Min HaMinyan, even if it be called, then he has the Kinyan, he should be Mashlim 2 years after Yoivul. So, the Pashtus has to say that, you go that it's Lav Davka. I was just thinking that Ulai, we could say, Mechudish de Keteritz, that this might be a smach to what we mentioned earlier in the Shif, in the Miches Chinuch, that he says if the Keach was Ovar V'Ochlo B'Shnas HaShmita, then it's Oila Loi Min HaMinyan. So perhaps we could be discussing, be a doichik to say in the Braisa, but perhaps we could say that Ochla Shana Achas of Ne'evil means, because it won't be true if it'll be Ochla Shana Achas, even though it's true it's the Shnas HaShmita, but Bepoil if he was Ochla that year with Ne'evil. Although with Shmita, we have the din of Mashlim Loi Shana Achas Achayevil, and it'll be a Raya to the Chiddush of the Minchas Sinach. The Gemara further on the bottom of the Omid, and the Sugya of Rav Anan, who brings that he heard from Shmuel Tati, and one was Hadizvini, one was Loi Hadizvini. So the Rashi questions that if there's a tzad that even according to Shmuel the Mois is Einin Chayzrin, so what's the difference between Rav and Shmuel? So this Rashi goes on and gives two nafkaminas. In Shiurim from David Soloveitchik, he brings from the Biskarov another nafkamina. And this is based on the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah and Daftes and Beis, which the Rambam paskins in Perek Yud in Shmita V'Yoivul Halacha Yud Gimel, that says Shloisha Dvar Me'akvim V'Yoivul Tkiya B'Shluach Avadim V'Hachzara Sadis L'Balein, that all you have to have all these things in order to be have it in Yoivul Mezuish, and this Hachzara Sadis L'Balein is Shmita's Karka. So he says that this could be an Afkamina between Ram and Shmuel, that if we have, if to be come and seer, that to be no Hachzara Sadis Labalein from anyone. And there will be one case that won't be Moicha Sada during Yoivul. So he says, according to Rav, that there's a Mechira and it's Yoitza, so then there's a Kim of Chazara Sadis B'Shanazu, and therefore will be Tachil Shnasa Yoivul. However, according to Shmuel, that's Eina Mechur Kolikir, and Kain comes out, there's no Kim Chazara Sadis, and therefore the Yoivul won't be Chal. This is what he brings from the Biskarov. However, I saw Ara in the Sefer Nesivas Yam, that he says that l'chayra it should be nearer, that even according to Shmuel, this alone, that the sade is not nimkar, is gufa akim in the afkata de malka. And that's the mashmois of the kal v'chomer. The machmas the hafkas yoivul, the sade doesn't have a chalois mechira at all. And then, if that would be the case, and that this gufa will be a kim of chazar sade slabalein, and even according to Shmuel, it would be called, the sky in the tenai v'chazar sade slabalein, and would also have a chalois shnasa yoivul. And he brings this, from the Chiddushi Aran, Rosh Hashanah, and Avches, that he brings Teich HaDvarim, that he says over there, he's talking about the Shluach Avodim. He says over there, Shluach Avodim, you have the Hemshech Kol Hashanah. And he brings that if an Eved would be Nimka, B'Shnasi Yevil Atzma, Ye'ene Macher, U'Kedishmuel, the Amar Hachi, in our din, Amechas Dei, B'Shnasi Yevil, that's Ene Mechura. So it's Mavur, Kamamafurish in the Ran, that alone, that it's Ene Macher, is Gufa Kim in the din Yevil. So therefore, this would be order that should not be Nafkamino between Ram and Shmuel. And we would see from there, along this, that both, even according to Shmuel, this is Ene Mechura, is Gufa Akim in the Afkata, the Malka of Yevil.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Maariv Mekleimus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.